Welcome to the Rocket Podcast. This week's segment is brought to you by Brandy Rogers, candidate for family court judge. If you want to see Brandy in action this weekend, she'll be the celebrity umpire at the Old Timers baseball game out at Marion Crittenden County Park. So come out at 2 o'clock and see that. Brandy's running for family court judge, and we wish her luck in that.
Does that mean it's an Old Timers umpire as well? Or
she's not an Old Timer. Oh, okay. She's quite a young yeah. fresh okay. face.
I didn't know what you were insinuating.
No, she's a celebrity umpire. Coach Starnes had a week off. I assume everybody is refreshed and geared back up and full of energy, ready to take on Union County, who appears to be really our first real test. They're a good football team.
Yeah, they're a great football team. They have some kids that play hard, and you know, we're ready to get back in action and play. As we said before, that I think it's a distraction when you get out of your routine, and we've been out of the routine now, and so it's time to get back in it. And we're facing an opponent that has a powerful offense. I think the combination of two running backs and the quarterbacks, they do a great job. It'd be very interesting to see. Their quarterback runs the ball real well. They run the option, and they have a couple running backs. One's a speedster, and one's a hard-nosed runner and a big kid. So, they're a good football team. It's going to be a challenge for us to make sure that we take care of our responsibility and be aggressors.
Davis Joyner, their quarterback, of course, a lot of people remember his father, played back in the early 80s, was an high school All-American, went to Arkansas. And this boy, he threw the ball quite a bit last year, but this year his statistics are not bearing that out. He's running it more.
Yeah, and he's reading the option, and that probably has something to do with the quarterback coach that they used to have. And
do you know their former quarterbacks?
Yeah, know them real well.
Sean Thompson, of course, who's over here now.
Yeah, and I think that has something to do with it. I talked to Steve the other day, and he said they're very capable of throwing the football. And he can throw the ball. We know he can. We're going to have to make sure that we honor that as well.
And of course, his favorite target, I assume, Christian Ricketson, is the kid who was a senior. He was hurt before their first game in a practice, broke his leg, and will be out for the year. And that, too, may have something to do with it.
Yeah, and it does. And we hate it for Christian. We know that his senior year and having to miss his football season, it's hard for him, and we hate it for he and his family.
Yeah, he's a good boy, I think. Yeah. I talked to him a little bit over at the Warrior Bowl, and I noticed the quarterback, every time they'd score, the quarterback would come over and give him a hug or a high five or something. You could tell they were close friends, and that is a shame. Of course, Coach Steve Carter over at Union County, he's been the coach there since 2009, and he's 37-23 at Union County, and they do a lot. do a lot of the same things we do, so there will be no surprises this week, I assume.
Yeah, I think they're a lot like we are. They plan on running the football, and they want to control the clock, and and that's what we do. We want to make sure that we control the clock and keep the ball out of their offense's hands, and if we can do that, we have a chance to win this ball game.
Coach Wheeler, the defensive coordinator is your job, and how do you prepare for a team like this with this type of athleticism?
Well, when we found out, we had the bye week, you as defense coordinator, you think, well, that's great. We have another week to prepare for them. But, I'm out of routine also. I just feel like I wish we'd have just played them last week and watch a little bit of film and go out there and let our guys, do their thing. But like Coach Starnes was saying, they have a lot of weapons. I mean, Davis Joyner, a lot of times you have quarterbacks that can throw and you have quarterbacks that can run, but he can do both of them very well. Throws a great ball. And has some targets out there that might not be as athletic as Christian was, but they still catch the football really well. And you can tell that, Coach Thompson did a good job over there coaching them up while he was there. And then with the running backs, I mean, you got one's a big old back that's, they're going to probably throw him in there and then pull him out, put the speedster in there, and hopefully try to contain him. So it's going to be could be a long night for us, but I think our kids had a great practice the last week. And, you know, I think they're definitely ready for the challenge, and we're ready to play and see what happens.
You know, this team, we saw them at the Warrior Bowl against Caldwell County, and it was a game at the half. And Union had put up 27 points in the first half, but that's where they stayed, and then Caldwell kept rolling and eventually won 62-27.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good football team. They, you know, they don't just have one speedster. I think number seven is also, I think he's a Smith kid. I think he's a speedster as well. And he'll run some jets and, you know, run outside and try to get to the perimeter and get the edge. And he's got the speed to take the distance. So, you know, it's a game where we're going to have to make sure that we take care of our responsibilities. And if we do that, we can contain them. If we don't do that, then we can't keep up with them.
This team, Union County, won last week 50-20 over Webster County, which will be our next opponent after this game. And I think you went over and watched that game, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And you know, I thought Webster's an improved football team. I think they offensively, they do some things that hurt you. Their quarterback can run it and throw it. They have some kids that can catch it. And, you know, it was a game for a little bit, but you know, I think Union County just overpowered them and outspeed them.
I know you're going to be gone the rest of the week. I think you have a partner driving with you up to some school conferences up in the middle of the state, or Lexington or Louisville or somewhere, and none other than Coach Steve Carter. So you guys, I think last year at this same time, you all had gone together to an event.
You know, for some reason, it works out that every year that we go to State Director of Pupil Personnel Conference, okay, in Lexington, and every year it works out that it happens to be that we play them
that
and
week. Yeah.
That week, and so it's pretty interesting up there.
And what do you all talk strategy? What do you talk?
Well, you know, Steve, I don't think Steve wants to give up anything. I think he's afraid to say anything. But, you know, the way I am, I try to egg him on a little bit and make it fun. And, you know, I think he's more, you know, I think he takes it more personal. I think he's more businesslike up there than I am. And to me, it's pretty neat. And of course, we think a lot of Steve and Union County program and what he's done there and as a person and his family and our family. Yeah. So we think a lot of
very good friends of all of ours. Anybody that's ever had anything to do with Rocket football has a lot of respect and love for Steve. And, you know, we'd love to have him back over here, too. I've talked to him about that several times. You know, if he wants to come back, we'll find a spot for him.
Yeah,
Coach Wheeler, this week with Coach Starnes out of the picture, it kind of leaves a void in the coaching staff too, doesn't it? I mean, what goes on at practice when he's gone?
Yeah, we're kind of used to it just because, you know, Coach Starnes is very busy, and so a lot of times it, you know, it kind of puts me in charge of the practice. But what's so great about that is you got Coach Barry out there and Coach Thompson, and then when middle school's not practicing, you got Coach Brown to come up there. So it's you know, everything's pretty much set in advance anyway. So we just try to stick to the script and get what we can out of practice. So it's not that big of a deal, you know, anymore. But you know, the kids can tell, you know, when the head ball coach is gone, it is a little bit different. But you know, our kids are very, very professional. They understand when it's time to roll their sleeves up and get to work, and they understand when it's time to have a good time. And there's, like I said, still a great group of kids. And they're still a pleasure to be around.
What's going on this week, injury-wise? I know we had some that had some back issues, some cuts and bruises. Is everyone back now?
Well, as far as we know, we have everybody back from injury. There's not any injuries that that's going to keep them out from playing. You know, we had the 2 weeks off, so I think they're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Lane Wallace had a big game in our last outing, and he just continues to get better and more physical running the football, and I know he will carry a lot of load this week.
You know, and he has to, and he and Dylan Hollis and Mason Myers are going to have to run the ball well, and, you know, we're going to also count on Nick Castiller to run the football too, so that's our game plan. I mean, we're going to look to run the football and see what we can do to create some space and, you know, get 3 or 4 yards and move the chains and just try to keep playing in front of the chains.
Nick, as a quarterback, how is it the maturation process for him going, do you see? I know he had an interception in the last game that they returned, and that was – they can go a long way to damaging your confidence.
Yeah, no, he's fine. I mean, Nick understands. He's improving. I think Sean is doing a great job with him, and and helping him along and allowing him to grow as a quarterback. And we have to understand it's still a learning process for him. But Nick's the kind of guy that he studies film. He wants to learn. He wants to know why things happen the way that they happen. And you know, he's always asking questions. So you know, that's a combination that you want, somebody that's tough, physical, and wants to learn and get better and improve. So he continues to do that, and he'll continue to get better every week.
Coach Wheeler, these guys that are running at linebacker, I know there's been some discussion the past couple of weeks. Really need those guys to get a little more physical, a little tougher, a little quicker to the ball. How's that going?
I think it went great. We had, of course, with huddle, you can break film down a whole lot better than we used to do it with, you know, DVDs.
And huddle, explain what that is.
Huddle is a program that our football program has. That, say, Ronnie and Dwight, when they film the game, they push stop after every play. So when the game's over, we have 120 to 140 clips. So, like what I do, because I care less about Coach Starnes' offense and everything, I just cut that out of the way right off the bat and look at our defense. But Coach Starnes gave me a heads up that, you know, that he wasn't too pleased with the way the linebackers were playing. And one play, I think play 67, I think it was, you see Lane Walsh playing Mike linebacker. And instead of getting down the hill, his heels are right on a yard line, and he went behind it. Ended up making the play, but made it 6-7 yards down the hill. Well, the next play, it was a good play that he did. He came downhill and made the play at or behind the line of scrimmage. So,
good teaching tool.
It's a very good teaching tool, and you can break it down. You can zoom in. You can make notes. You can record your voice and send to the players. And when you have kids like Nick Castiller and Tyler Coleman and Lane Wallace, Noah Dickerson that watch film as much as we do, you know, we have to step our game up. Rafael, I have to watch even more to figure things out. So they're so coachable in the fact that they know what's going on. They watch the film before Monday when we get together, and they understand that our film sessions seem like to be a little bit more efficient this year as we show the bad plays. I know when it's defensive stuff, I show the bad plays that we need to work on, and then I show the good plays. And it seems like each time, I mean, our missed tackles have dropped. Hopefully that'll be the trend this Friday night, because we can't have very many missed tackles or we're going to get beat. So, like I said, the kids just understand it more, and they're so coachable that's why we can get things done.
Coach Starn, who are the personnel-wise, who do you look to in a game like this, big game with one of your traditional rivals, to really step it up? Who do you expect, who has to step it up this week?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be a team effort, mm-hmm. and we address the team accordingly. You know, that they're an option-based team, and if you have the dive, you got to tackle the dive. If you have quarterback, you got to tackle the quarterback. If you have pitch, you have to tackle the pitch, and so we have to take our responsibility. And if we don't, and somebody's running up the field free, then that means that somebody didn't take the responsibility, and that's what happens in an option game or missed tackle. So, you know, they're going to come out and expect their offensive line just to beat our defensive line, and that's what we challenged them. You know, they're going to expect our linebackers not to press the line of scrimmage, in which we have to do, and if we don't, then we'll get beat. If they come out and they play more physical than we are, then we're going to get beat. And so we have to make sure that we match their physicality or aggression or exceed it. And if we don't, then we'll get beat. If we do, then we have a chance to win this ball game. And so we have to make sure we do that. We know they have defensive linemen that press the line of scrimmage, and they try to get forward and push forward. And if we don't stop that penetration, then we won't have a chance to run the football effectively like we need to.
Of course, Union County is a traditional rival for Crittenden County. This series goes back 50 years. It started in 1964, and the teams played one another almost every year, quite often between then and 1986, and Union County dominated. They were 15-1 over that period. But since this series has renewed, there was a dormancy in there that we did not play Union County. Picked it back up in 2001, and we've played every year since then. And this is the rubber match. They've got 6 wins. We got 5, so we can even it up right here with a victory over the Steve Carter's Union County.
You know, I mean, and that's what our goal is. I mean, we go out to win every ball game, and we're going to play and prepare like we're going to win every ball game, and we're going to make sure the kids understand that that we have a chance to win all the games that we play, and we're going to prepare that way as a coaching staff. We want them to make sure that they believe that they can win, because if you don't believe you can win, there's no sense in going out there playing, because you can't win. Yeah. And so we will make sure that happens, and you know, we've had 2 weeks to prepare, and now it's time to get out there and get ready to play, and we're ready to do that.
Well, speaking of believing you can win, I'm sure Brandi Rogers believes she can win this judge's race. She's running for family court judge in Union, Crittenden, and Webster counties, and she's the sponsor of this week's podcast, and we appreciate that and wish Brandi the best in the upcoming election next month. And don't forget, she'll also be the umpire at the old-timers game on
Sunday. Yeah, the old-timer umpire. I think that's what you said.
Coach Wheeler, Coach Starnes, good luck this week against our old buddy Steve Carter.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.